will lift protections for grizzly bears in the Yellowstone National Park region. Fox News, we report. You decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Effective June 2017, there's been an increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Hazard endorsement required. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Tornado watch continues in effect for the rest of the afternoon into the early evening hours. Also, a flash flood watch in effect. Showers and thunderstorms at times. Locally heavy downpours. Threat of a spin-up tornado or two. High today in the mid-80s. Low tonight in the low 70s. Then tomorrow, scattered showers and storms. Not quite as numerous. High in the upper 80s to around 90. Then on Saturday, showers and thunderstorms become likely again by the afternoon hours. High around 86. Download our free weather app. Stay on top of the weather changes. It has push notifications for watches and warnings, plus the latest radar and future radar. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Everyone wants to feel their best and look their best. And Amplify Salon and Spa is the place that can make it all happen. Amplify is a full-service Aveda concept salon located in the heart of Old Cloverdale at the A&P Lofts. Amplify is a busy, energetic, and environmentally conscious salon with talented stylists specializing in all the latest hair color, cutting, and styling trends. And the professionals at Amplify's full-service spa are available to customize your spa experience and help you with a wide variety of skin, nail, body, and cosmetic services. Visit our website at AmplifySalon.com for all the details, including a list of our services and spa packages. Gift certificates are available too. Start looking and feeling your best today. Call Amplify Salon and Spa at 334-834-4243. That's 334-834-4243.
Prattville, Montgomery, Troy, Auburn, Tallahassee. Brewbaker.com, everywhere and anywhere. Always happy and ready to serve you. Come in to see what's new. Infiniti's all-new 2017 QX30 compact SUV. Four doors, fast and agile. Or pack up the nimble Infiniti QX80 and head for the beach with families and friends. Kia has the 2017 Niro SUV, the one Prius owners have been switching to. Up to 54 miles per gallon. Or the Kia Sorento SUV. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram truck. There is a reason we sell so many of these vehicles. Find out why. The all-new Chrysler Pacifica minivan in the gas or hybrid version. The hybrid version hit a record 84 mpge. The always popular Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, and Renegade Jeep models. Or Wrangler in the two- or four-door styles. The 4x4 Ram truck, big and Ram tough. Fiat, our newest addition, the compact SUV 500 XL to the super quick Spider convertible. Who wouldn't look good in an Italian Fiat? Come see us today at Brubaker Motors or Brubaker.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The FBI is at the airport in Flint, Michigan after a police officer reportedly was stabbed in the neck.
Pro Football Hall of Famer Warren Sapp says on social media that after his death, his brain will be donated to concussion research.
The National Weather Service has now lifted a tropical storm watch for New Orleans, but the mayor, Mitch Landrieu, says
we expect an additional 3 to 6 inches of rain over the next 48 hours.
George Clooney, with two new mouths to feed, has sold his tequila business.
Queen Elizabeth II has set forth the British government's agenda for the next 2 years.
Former Homeland Security Chief Jade Johnson tells Congress it's clear Russian hackers were behind cyber attacks during the fall election.
And eventually, in January, we were in a position to say that this activity itself was also the Russian government.
Tennis star James Blake has settled his case against the city of New York. In 2015, he was grabbed and knocked down by a police officer in a case of mistaken identity.
Saudi Arabia's monarch has named his 31-year-old son Mohammed bin Salman crown prince. That puts him next in line to the throne.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday, TGIFE, 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know, and we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Pepper Tree Steak and Wine gift basket of two great steaks, two choice baked potatoes, and one
fabulous bottle of wine.
Yes. I've just looked out here, and it's not even raining here, but I can see, having been a pilot, you can look out and see on a distance, you can just see the rain coming down on this just little cell that's there that looks like it's over by the Eastern Bypass. Let's go to Jeannie, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, and you?
I'm good. It's a beautiful rainy day, but I just wanted to let you guys know about a pretty crazy wreck that just happened in front of Wetumpka Tire Pros. I think it all happened in the northbound lane, but it is sitting in the median and in the southbound fast lane.
Is that right where, is that the one right at Rifle Range Road or Redland Road?
Pretty close to it. It's before the rest area hill. It's like you're getting ready to go up the hill.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say it's a quarter mile up from the Rifle Range. But it's the, even the deputy, she parked her SUV in the fast lane heading north. She's standing over in the southbound lanes, just standing there, waving her arms. No lights are flashing or nothing with her. You know, so everybody needs to be careful of her.
Don't want to hit a sheriff there.
Right, because then we're the criminals again, you see.
Why is she waving her hands? Is she trying to flag somebody down or something?
Just tell people to slow down.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, when you can't see her, you know, you're not expecting her, and she wants people to slow down. But anyway, there is some hydroplaning, and there is something else going on, but I don't know where this wreck, I saw it happen.
Wow.
But I don't know if it happened in front of me or if it jumped in front of me and then wound back up over there.
Was it a single car accident, like it was a hydroplane issue?
Two trucks. It looked like one of the trucks hydroplaned, but then something weird just tells me one of them was changing lanes and ran the other one into the median with them. I just was looking in front of me, and then all of a sudden, everything was going in circles.
Wow.
So,
you be safe out there, my dear. Thanks for giving us...
Yeah, y'all too. Everybody going home from wherever. Be safe.
Thanks for the telephone call, and thanks for the information.
Thanks. All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go to Bud. Bud, welcome aboard.
Good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
Bud!
Long time no here.
Man, how have you been, bro?
I'm doing good. Busy, but was actually able to take a half day off, and I'm up here at Sandtuck working at my farm, and I'll just tell you, my God, it's more than flooding here. It's amazing.
Yeah, I'm getting some reports over in the McGee Estates area, which Red Top was talking about. It really is an area of Fernway and Allendale Place that is really backing up some water there.
Well, I'll tell you, the best thing I like about being up here in the woods, hearing the rain fall on a metal tin roof.
Ooh,
it don't get much better than that.
Really, really, really.
I have to get out my cot and go to sleep.
There you go. I'm right with you. That, being up at the lake house and doing that was always
your
on
guess
my favorite
that
thing.
You had. I'm sorry, I didn't interrupt.
No, go ahead.
Our parent company, HHI, Hyundai Heavy Industries, has been very involved with who is now the new Crown Prince. And he was very aggressive, very far-looking as far as diversifying the getting out of the oil business. Well, not oil business, but diversifying their economy.
Right.
And HHI, our parent company, is the world's largest shipbuilder. And this prince decided that the Saudi Arabians are going to become shipbuilders of their own. And so our parent company is actually over there and creating dry docks for them, creating the infrastructure. And, you know, 10, 15 years down the road, they will be a major competitor of us, the South Korean shipbuilders.
Mm-hmm.
But the Crown Prince, it's amazing looking 20, 30, 40 years into the future and knowing that they had to get off the oil. As much as they subsidize their citizens and everything. So if he has that kind of forward-looking vision, I really hope he's looking at the geopolitics of the region also. And there's a lot of things that we can do, hopefully, that everybody was entrenched in their positions, and maybe he'll bring a very new, fresh look to everything.
Well, I hope he does. I hope he's not one of the young militant type folks, but is in from what I read about him, he seems to be very forward-looking. He realizes that, you know, they're in his 2030 thing vision, they're talking about creating a Middle East stock market type thing, currency exchange, and, you know, really being forward-thinking.
Absolutely. And he's actually kind of very secular-minded, which, you know, the Saudis have always been walking that fine line. But in a lot of ways, that area, if it can become less religious entrenched, I think that will bode very well for the world as a whole.
Well, Bud, it is great talking to you, and I'm glad that you're enjoying your day off.
Thank you, sir. You have a blessed day.
Thank you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Our old friend Bud, who I've known for a lot of years through talk radio. Let's see. Let's go to the airport stabbing CBS.
Investigators say the man accused of stabbing a police officer at a Michigan airport has a hatred for the United States. Amor Fatui allegedly attacked Lieutenant Jeff Neville yesterday in Flint. The officer is in satisfactory condition. The Flint Journal reports Fatui is a dual citizen of Canada and Tunisia. The paper says he has lived in Montreal for 10 years and has three kids. The FBI is investigating the stabbing as an act of terrorism. DeMarco Morgan is at Bishop International Airport in Flint, where the attack took place. DeMarco, good morning.
Good morning, Nora. Investigators believe Amor Fatui is a lone wolf, that he acted alone. They say he yelled Allahu Akbar, which means God is great in Arabic, during the attack, and that he used a knife with an 8-inch blade.
Police searched what is thought to be the Montreal apartment of suspect Amor Fatui Wednesday afternoon.
Somebody approached him with a large hunting knife and slashed the right side of his neck.
According to investigators, Fatui ambushed Lieutenant Jeff Neville at Flint, Michigan's Bishop Airport and stabbed him in the neck.
He exclaimed, Allah, and he made a statement, something to the effect of, you have killed people in Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan, and we are all going to die.
Okay, so this guy's a Canadian citizen, and he skipped over the border at Michigan and then goes to Flint and picks out a police officer. Picks out a police officer and stabs him in the neck with what I believe to be an 8-inch butcher knife. Now, I don't know many of you who have been hunters and have ever, you know, quartered a deer and everything. 8-inch butcher knife can do a lot of damage.
It's a serious blade, yeah.
A lot of damage, particularly if you catch somebody in the neck, in the carotid artery. Man. And this guy seemed to have been fighting all the way down, and, I mean, he was fighting the guy off, and finally, guy came up and took him out and handcuffed him. Let's listen to the second part of the story.
Flint officials say Neville fought Fatui off, while another officer, an airport maintenance worker, and airport public safety chief Chris Miller gained control of the suspect.
Lieutenant Neville never stopped fighting, until I handcuffed this person.
The FBI says 50-year-old Fatui traveled illegally from Canada to the U.S. on June 16th, crossing over the border near Lake Champlain in upstate New York. According to a criminal complaint filed Wednesday, surveillance footage shows Fatui spent about 47 minutes in the airport before the attack. He arrived around 8:52 a.m. with two bags. At about 9:10, he went to a restaurant on the second floor where he stayed for about 28 minutes. The documents allege Fatui then entered a restroom, dropped off his bags, came out and stabbed Neville less than 5 seconds later.
We have no information to suggest a wider plot, but it's certainly very, very early in the investigation.
Investigators say Fatui is cooperating with the investigation, and they plan to search his electronic devices. He's expected to appear before a judge sometime next week.
The Allah Akbar is kind of a dead giveaway, you know what I mean? Dead giveaway. Okay, so we did the Peter Alexander, but we have not done Margaret Brennan in the Trump visit in Iowa. Let's pick that back up.
With an approval rating below 40% and his agenda challenged in Washington, President Trump returned to campaign-style rhetoric in Iowa, a state he won by 10 points, and spent much of the more than hour-long speech promising to upend the establishment.
It's always terrific to be able to leave
that Washington swamp.
Cheered on by more than 5,000 Iowa supporters, President Trump unveiled two proposals, barring new immigrants from receiving welfare and turning his proposed border wall with Mexico into a massive solar panel.
But the higher it goes, the more valuable it is. It's like pretty good imagination, right? Good. My idea.
Mr. Trump again called for unity following the shooting of Republican Congressman Steve Scalise.
Hopefully our nation emerges from this ordeal. It was an ordeal, terrible. More unified and more determined than ever before.
His idea on the solar panel wall. It really is, we got interrupted because of the weather thing, but this guy really came up with it. He got his engineers to say, what can we do that can harness some electricity and we can sell it back to Mexico or to the United States that is going to make it where somebody can't hurt it and it's going to be harder to get over? So what happens is you have a fence and it goes up and then there's this bubble that happens right where the solar panel is. So you would have to be like a fly or a spider to be able to go back through it, and there are no grips or anything on it. So there's nothing to hold on to. That was pretty ingenious. And you don't do the entire thing. You just do the places that are the right angle for the sun. They're going to get the most. I think it's a pretty good idea. And interesting part is they're talking about building it and doing it under a bond issue, corporate bond issue, that the electricity that it generates pays off the bond. Now, Investor's Business Daily was pretty impressed with it. The question is, how many miles of that can you really handle, and have you created an excess amount of power to a place? Other thing that Investor's Business Daily brought up, just like in the state of Alabama, if you collect power, Alabama Power must buy it from you. As long as you can get it to them, they must buy it from you. It's part of the PSC. These guys could turn the Arizona Power and Light or Texas Power and Light on their head. News on 93.1. The MR Show will be back after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
It's that time of year again. The mosquitoes are coming back. The River Region is known for its pesky mosquito. We've all heard the late-night mosquito truck driving through the neighborhood spraying to try to calm the mosquito population. But that's all it does. It calms it down. They don't drive where you spend most of your time, your backyard. Well, I have a solution for you. Mosquito Terminators. They apply a repellent every 21 days that virtually eliminates all mosquitoes in your yard. Imagine sitting outside and never having to worry about mosquitoes. Have a pool? You need Mosquito Terminators. Cook a lot? Mosquito Terminators. Have kids and you want them to enjoy playing outside? Mosquito Terminators. How do you get these guys on your side? Call LeVon at 513-2940. That's 513-2940. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche-certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
American Dream.
I am what I am. I am what I am.
The Dan Morris Show.
He's just a common man. Working hard with his hands.
272-9228. Tell the audience what this is from.
Oh, well, this is Dusty Rhodes' theme song when he walked in for wrestling matches. But I thought it applied. I heard it the other day. I was like, well, this works for, like, I could see Donald Trump using this at a rally. But this is Dusty Rhodes' intro music.
I was thinking that when he was talking about the winning, 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 that they would have done the Auburn opening thing, all we do is win.
Yeah.
If I were an advanced guy, I'd do that in a second for him. And have him come out to that, and then get the crowd to do like the Auburn fans do. 272-9228, that's where we are. And again, if you have a traffic report or something we need to know about, call us at 272-9228 so we can get it out to the others to kind of protect ourselves. Last we had heard, lights are out on the Eastern Bypass, going from Atlanta Highway to out towards Wetumpka 231. We also have a wreck in Wetumpka, not far going north, not far past Rifle Range Road. So you may want to take a shot at that. Let me do this now. This North Korea threat piece is kind of interesting. This has got a lot of information, and this is CBS, and I believe Nora O'Donnell, who made the front page of the Seoul newspaper in her interview with the new president of South Korea.
While we were in South Korea, the U.S. military took us aboard a helicopter to see what's at stake in Seoul. It is one of the most densely populated cities in the world. In fact, Seoul is less than 40 miles from the North Korean border. The U.S. Army gave us a firsthand look at how it's countering threats from the north.
Right now where the aircraft is, we're right in the center of Seoul.
We hitched a ride from Yongsan Garrison on a pair of Black Hawk helicopters for a bird's-eye view of the metropolis less than 40 miles from the North Korean border.
When you talk about 25 million people, it just goes, I mean, to the horizon.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it's more packed than New York City.
8th Army Chief of Staff Colonel William Taylor says it's all within reach of Kim Jong-un's artillery.
What kind of damage can long-range artillery do?
A lot. very destructive, you know, very destructive.
One study estimates about 2,800 people could die in an initial volley of artillery fire, and some 64,000 lives could be lost if it continued for an entire day. Major General Tammy Smith says that's one of the reasons the military is moving its headquarters 40 miles south to Camp Humphreys.
We get out of the range of the long-range artillery, and it removes that immediate threat.
So what they were doing is they were talking about the threat level of the artillery and how, you know, what would it be like. And these are kind of some interesting numbers, a lot lower than I thought. The 68,000 number and how quickly they could respond to it. If they can shut them down instantly, only like 1,200. So let's listen to the next part. And the... And using the Patriot missile defense.
At a sprawling 3,400 acres, Humphreys is the largest peacetime construction project in U.S. military history, with South Korea picking up over 90% of the bill. We landed a short distance away at Osan Air Base.
How you doing, ma'am? I'm Mark Polini. I'm the commander of 65288.
Home of the 35th Air Defense Artillery.
What you see here is we're doing a PAC-3 missile reload.
Their motto is ready to fight tonight. We saw soldiers preparing Patriot missiles to shoot down incoming ballistic missiles from North Korea.
How accurate is it?
It's very accurate. Very, very accurate.
In the Gulf War, the Patriot missile had just a 9% success rate. But Lieutenant Colonel Mark Polini says it's now a key piece of protection.
So we're truly the first line of defense. We buy decision space for the president and for the CFC commander, General Brooks, to make decisions on how to potentially de-escalate or escalate the conflict as necessary.
So buying them space, so in other words, by taking the missiles out, then that gives the president more time to kind of figure out what he should do and what the Joint Chiefs would be recommending, give kind of a longer period. So that was interesting. I've never heard it described like that. Now, he was talking about the interceptor and the Patriot missile. U.S. Navy ballistic missile interceptor test that just was conducted a little while ago has failed after the big success that they had shooting one from California intercepting ICBM. So let's continue with this. North Korea threat giving the president time.
In the face of international condemnation, North Korea has conducted 10 missile tests this year. Two of them involved solid fuel missiles, which the North can launch with less warning.
Why do these solid fuel rockets make it harder?
Because it doesn't require as much preparation for them to take a missile and prepare it and get it ready for launch.
Colonel Rick Wright took us inside an engagement control station where the pressure would be on to shoot down any incoming threat.
So this is where they would essentially push the button to launch it?
Absolutely. This is where the tactical control officer and his assistant would actually execute the air battle.
We routinely exercise that from the phone call that would come into me to actually moving them on the road to potentially putting a missile up in the air.
How quickly can you do that?
I can do it pretty fast.
You practice that?
We practice it very routinely.
So really interesting to hear that phrase, too, decision space. Yeah. You know, they're the front line of defense, so that if they have to respond in another way, they could give commanders that time to do that.
Yeah, before the president has to make his final decision.
Yeah.
I was in between something. Let me go back to the first cut where they're talking about the numbers in the artillery shells here.
While we were in South Korea, the U.S. military took us aboard a helicopter to see what's at stake in Seoul. It is one of the most densely populated cities in the world. In fact, Seoul is less than 40 miles from the North Korean border. The U.S. Army gave us a firsthand look at how it's countering threats from the North.
Right now where the aircraft is, we're right in the center of Seoul.
We hitched a ride from Yongsan Garrison on a pair of Black Hawk helicopters for a bird's-eye view of the metropolis less than 40 miles from the North Korean border.
When you talk about 25 million people, it just goes to the horizon.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it's more packed than New York City.
8th Army Chief of Staff Colonel William Taylor says it's all within reach of Kim Jong-un's artillery.
What kind of damage can long-range artillery do?
A lot. very destructive, you know, very destructive.
One study estimates about 2,800 people could die in an initial volley of artillery fire, and some 64,000 lives could be lost if it continued for an entire day. Major General Tammy Smith says that's one of the reasons the military is moving its headquarters 40 miles south to Camp Humphreys.
We get out of the range of the long-range artillery, and it removes that immediate threat.
So those are kind of some interesting numbers. I thought it would have been much, much, much more devastating. News Talk 93.1 FM, the Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
There's no need to take a stand, cause it was I who chose to start.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Ever worn high heels? Can't imagine walking a mile in those things. Could probably find a pair that fit, but would have no balance, no stability, and certainly no confidence. But they'll fit. Then why treat your vehicle with such disregard? It'd be ridiculous no matter the discount. At Tire City and Automotive Service, you'll get the best tires with the proper fit at a penny over invoice. Right now, get a $40 mail-in rebate on a set of America's oldest, most trusted tires, Uniroyal. A rebate that lowers your out-the-door price to that of a tire with way less guaranteed mileage and innovation built in. Seriously, you don't want to pass up on this one. Uniroyal, the most trusted name in tires. If you didn't buy your tires at Tire City, you paid too much. On the Atlanta Highway in front of Eastdale Mall or our new location on the Southern Bypass a half mile east of Baptist Hospital in Alpha. Or visit us online at TireCityAL.com. Get more miles for your money at Tire City and Automotive Service.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. The president's hinted at the existence of tapes with the fired FBI director, but now he's tweeted,
I have no idea whether there are tapes or recordings of my conversations with James Comey, but I did not make and do not have any such recordings.
Fox Radio's Rachel Sutherland, the newly released Senate GOP bill to replace Obamacare running into resistance from four conservative GOP senators who say they are open to negotiations. The so-called Pizzagate gunman sentenced to 4 years in prison.
Edgar Madison Welch pleaded guilty in March to entering the Comet Ping Pong restaurant on December 4th with an AR-15 and a revolver. Welch said he was investigating a conspiracy theory and unfounded internet rumors about Democrats harboring child sex slaves at the restaurant.
Fox Radio's Tony J. Powers and the government says it will lift protections for grizzly bears in the Yellowstone National Park region. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hi, everybody. Tornado watch continues in effect for the rest of the afternoon into the early evening hours. Also, a flash flood watch in effect. Showers and thunderstorms at times. Locally heavy downpours. Threat of a spin-up tornado or two. High today in the mid-80s. Low tonight in the low 70s. Then tomorrow. Scattered showers and storms, not quite as numerous. High in the upper 80s to around 90. Then on Saturday, showers and thunderstorms become likely again by the afternoon hours. High around 86. Download our free weather app. Stay on top of the weather changes. It has push notifications for watches and warnings, plus the latest radar and future radar. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Shop the Carpet Barn's inventory reduction sale. Carpet remnants 50% off and plush carpet now 44 cents a square foot. Save thousands at the Carpet Barn in Montgomery.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
All I want to do when I wake up in the morning is see your eyes.
Getting your Toto fix, huh?
I told folks I might drop some Toto on them. Just don't make me mad, I'll drop Toto all day.
It's a good video. Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are.
Rosanna, Rosanna, I didn't know you were looking for more than I could ever be.
Uh-oh.
Man, that mullet with that mustache is killing me.
Yeah, they don't make the videos like this anymore, thank God. And little dancey moves there like that. Notice they didn't show him doing that drum roll right there.
Right.
You don't want to do that. You know why? Because he didn't do it.
Yeah, he didn't hit it. Not in the video.
It just had him in the very end of it. That was good. Thanks. Let's pop up to back up to our deal here. Hopefully we're going to have Stephanie Bell and calling in tomorrow talking about the school board issue that Dick Brubaker called about, and then we'll get kind of get back on another little fun subject here. But the school board report and the big feud that happened, and Stephanie Bell will be calling in tomorrow to give us more details and her insight of this.
This board has allowed a biased report, ma'am, and yes. I think that's unfair.
No, you,
it's very unfair. It's not a good process. It is a biased
report. And that is your opinion.
A heated discussion among state school board members over the results of an internal investigation into an anonymous complaint about former assistant superintendent Craig Pouncey.
This is my report to you.
Superintendent Michael Sinnott tasked a staff attorney with conducting the investigation into anonymous allegations that Pouncey plagiarized his doctoral thesis. As they were considering Pouncey as a candidate to be the state's next superintendent, board members found copies of the letter with pieces of emails cut and pasted to a piece of paper, quote, Unabomber style.
This could have been resolved and refuted.
In a nutshell, the investigation concludes that Dr. Pouncey did not plagiarize his doctoral thesis. It also concludes there was conspiracy to malign Dr. Pouncey. It finds that the email hacking and anonymous tip was an inside job, but we may never know who gathered those emails from Dr. Pouncey's computer. And it names interim superintendent Dr. Philip Cleveland, board member Mary Scott Hunter, and three department attorneys as actively and publicly furthering the theme that Dr. Pouncey had ethics and issues problems.
That is a legal conclusion that is unsupported by the evidence.
This is going to create a real problem. When anybody kind of gets upset about a report that basically everybody voted to accept except for Mary Scott Hunter, and she was the one that engineered it. I got a telephone call on the day that this happened where she basically dumped on, all of a sudden this stuff came out about Pouncey, and she kind of did this discrediting statement and brought up the new superintendent and basically nominated him, which got rid of Pouncey because of this alleged things that were happening out there. And the guy had actually taken his name out of the running. He had withdrawn his name, and then he won, and so she never reported the withdrawing of his name because he thought it was fait accompli. And it's like I said yesterday, this is a situation where I cannot wait to hear Stephanie Bell's take of this, of what she thought about the report, what she thought about the tone, what she thinks about the current superintendent, what she thought about what they did to Pouncey. And, you know, Pouncey's not a red, white, and blue kind of total hero kind of guy. I think he's got a lot of the old bureaucratic, administrative, institutionalized school stuff in him. I think he's an educrat through and through. But to go in and basically knock this guy down, because you want to have the power over a guy that's new because he didn't know anybody, and so he's going to be beholden to you. That's and then to ruin someone's reputation because of that, to accomplish that. And I'm going to ask Stephanie when I talk to her tomorrow, are you guys going to try to get the Attorney General involved in this? Because if I were you, I would. Because this is a misuse of government, without a doubt, particularly getting in and finding out who got into the email system of Pouncey. Let's listen to the second part of this story.
Superintendent Sinnott also questioned the conclusions. He's had the report on his desk since June 6th and just released it to the board Tuesday night.
There was a lot of supposition. I didn't see the connectivity between, you know, the parties, the communications that would have led to those conclusions. So
he hired retired Judge Bernard Harwood to review it as well, who also found holes in the report.
I've got hundreds of questions after reading this report.
Still, the board voted 7-1 to accept the report. Hunter, the only one who did not vote in favor. Members also voted today to hire their own attorney to represent only the board, not the entire department or the superintendent. In fact, board member Ella Bell expressed frustrations over staff lawyers' attorney-client privilege, which has been preventing them from discussing certain matters. Members voted 7-1 to seek its own legal representation and counsel. Again, Hunter was the only member who did not vote in favor of that matter.
State school board today also voted to no longer issue the ACT Aspire test to measure students' progress. Superintendent Sinton says he will present a new plan for measuring student progress at the board's next regularly scheduled meeting, and that meeting is set for July 11th.
So they're going to get rid of the Aspire test. And what that does is that's going to restart, because the argument is going to be, well, they had to get used to the test and how to administer the test, and so that's why our test scores are still low. It really, I tell you, the institutionalized educrats out there, it's let go. Let go of the system. Let go of our kids. You're not... You're doing more damage than you're good.
Well, and I'm looking forward to seeing what the new, you know, fancy name they have for the new test. You know, Aspire, maybe what, like the Brick Builder? Brick Builder? Maybe Nimrod? I don't know.
Nimrod! Yeah. Troy Gowdy was on last night after the Jay Johnson interview, and he was pretty in there with him, and I thought he had some interesting issues here. Let's listen to the setup here, talking about what Jay Johnson said, and this was right before the Troy Gowdy portion of this.
Former Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson becoming the latest top intelligence official to reject the idea that there was some grand scheme between associates of President Trump and the Russians to tip the election. Watch this exchange.
At the time you separated from service in January of 2017, you have seen no evidence that the Russians were successful at changing voter tallies or voter totals.
Correct.
Had you seen any evidence that Donald Trump or any member of his campaign colluded, conspired, or coordinated with the Russians or anyone else to infiltrate or impact our voter infrastructure?
Not beyond what has been out there open source.
So Jay Johnson also expressed his displeasure with the DNC after he said they refused to turn their servers over after they were hacked.
I recall very clearly that I was not pleased that we were not in there helping them patch this vulnerability. DHS does not have the power to issue a search warrant or get a search warrant and go in and patch their vulnerabilities over their objections.
Okay, so they wouldn't get, and that was an important piece of information. They wouldn't give them access to help them figure it out to the servers. So the DNC kind of did it to themselves, and they knew about this a while back and never did anything about it. FBI didn't look at it, but one group did look at it, and that was this consulting company that they would have had total control over, who wasn't part of law enforcement. You have to ask yourself, why would they not want them to look at it? Okay, so now Troy Gowdy is going to get into the conversation and talk about his interview with Johnson.
So what struck you most about your conversation with Jay Johnson today?
A couple things. He's in a unique position to answer one of those four tranches. Martha, again, remember, we're looking at what did Russia do, with whom, if anyone, did they do it? What was the government's response in 2016? And he was the Secretary of DHS at all relevant times. So I was really interested in what the Obama administration knew and when, and what efforts they took to thwart the Russians or to notify potential victims. You just played a clip where we had a victim, the DNC. And not only did they not cooperate with Jay Johnson, they didn't turn the server over to the FBI. So I think it's a little ironic to now criticize, as some Democrats are, Jay Johnson and Jim Comey and others for not doing enough in 2016 when you had a really good piece of evidence you didn't bother to turn over.
Have a really good piece of evidence that you didn't bother to turn over. Okay, so Trey Gowdy is going to stay with this, and why would the DNC, why would the Democratic National Committee not cooperate?
It's really a head-scratcher when you take a look at it from that perspective, and you put yourself back there during the election, and you remember the emails that were leaked, very embarrassing for John Podesta, Neera Tanden, a number of people, and that was the main thing that Democrats pegged their election loss on. They said, look, because these emails were released, they call it the Russian hacking, which is apparently where it came from, but you have to remember the content of it. It was embarrassing emails that came out. So at that same time, they were asked by the FBI and by DHS, give us your servers. Let's figure out who's getting into them and how. Why would they say no? Why would they not want to cooperate with that investigation?
Oh, well, let me hazard a wild guess that there may be something else on that server they didn't want law enforcement to see. I mean, that's where you start. I don't like speculating, but I have dealt in the past with victims who would not cooperate with investigations. And typically the reason is there's something else you don't want law enforcement to see. There is no reason to not allow DHS to patch or fix a vulnerability in the DNC system. And heavens knows there's no reason to not give the world's premier law enforcement agency, which is the FBI, the evidence they may need to stop another attack from hurting someone else.
Could be that the words email server were somewhat toxic at that moment. If everyone remembers the political environment that was going on, and Hillary Clinton's email server was all the talk at that point. So maybe, you know, the idea that someone wanted their server made them proprietary over that server.
News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. We're going to be back with more right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
When you have a foundation problem, you want two things. You want it fixed, and you don't want to spend one dime more than you have to. Whether it's for your home or business, Parrott Structural Services can handle the job. Integrity, experience, and value is what Parrott Structural Services is all about. Call 334-517-0389 and have Parrott Structural Services drop by for an estimate today. With 37 years in the business, you're in good hands with Parrott Structural Services. 334-517-0389. That's 334-517-0389. Or online at ParrottSS.com.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Tearing down the walls of allowable opinion. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Okay, let's pick up, finish out this Troy Gowdy cuts here. Troy Gowdy is going to be asked about Loretta Lynch.
I want to get you into something else before we run out of time, and that's Loretta Lynch, because we've now learned that based on Jim Comey's testimony, he opened sort of, you know, a new Pandora's box of her influence on the investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server. What do you want to question her about, and what's the process with regards to her now?
Well, Martha, I don't know that House Intel would be the proper venue for those questions to take place. It may be House or Senate Judiciary. I am always interested when any person we hire to work for that blindfolded woman holding a set of scales, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, does anything to put his or her finger on the scale. And if it is accurate that she asked Director Comey and others to refer to the investigation as a matter and not an investigation, that is the Attorney General putting her finger on the scale and doing so for political reasons, and that's what undercuts your viewers' confidence in the justice system.
And he's absolutely right with that. Obama people are going to kind of come back around. And again, remember the words, investigate the investigation. And we need to get a new FBI director. I think we're probably going to get an announcement of one when they come back from the 4th of July break. I think they would have had the Ray all briefed up and ready to go by then, because it's going to be an onslaught. The Democrats do not want an FBI director there because they know what's going to happen. Once they get there, then all the stuff that's been there, that guy's going to be able to get in and look at. So let's finish the last part of Lynch and Comey.
That made him queasy, and that he felt that she might have a conflict of interest, and that's why he took over the investigation. Would you want him to come back and testify more on that?
I would. Now, in fairness to Director Comey, he has been before House Intel in a closed-door setting, and he did extrapolate more on that and other reasons, frankly, that he appropriated the decision to himself. But to the extent that my Democrat friends want all of this aired in public, even some of it which maybe shouldn't be aired in public for classification reasons, I would love to hear her explanation of why she wanted to call an investigation a matter. I did it for two decades. We never referred to it as matter. So I don't know what her point was, although I think I do know what her objective was.
And her objective was to maybe slow down the investigation? There was an interesting piece that happened to a report that came out last night that both CBS and NBC picked up on, and this is on pot smoking out there in the hinterlands, and new reports coming in. Let's do the accidents up in pot states first.
I say this is kind of a budding experiment across the country, but now the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety says the three states that started with legalizing pot have already seen a higher risk of people getting in accidents from drivers who are high on weed than even people in neighboring states. More and more drivers today are taking the high road, and the results already are deadly. Those killed on Colorado roads by a driver high on marijuana are up for a third straight year.
So you smoked 30 minutes ago, and you're saying that I'm not going to find any weed in this car.
Sergeant Rob Madden is with the Colorado State Patrol, which now makes almost a fifth of DUI arrests for pot.
Although marijuana is legal to possess and to use in the state of Colorado, it is not legal to use marijuana to the point where you are intoxicated and drive a motor vehicle.
Okay.
Now, we've had this discussion before. This is going to be very interesting because the concept of alcohol is a alcohol content in your blood.
Right.
Has nothing to do with whether you're capable of driving or not, or how ineffective you are at driving.
And at least that test shows immediate effects. THC, the chemical in marijuana or cannabis, can be in your blood long after you're no longer intoxicated.
Right, but they're not. But they're stopping them because they're seeing some erratic driving. So
right.
There's some visual that's doing it, and then they're doing a field sobriety test to see if they're capable of passing. And if they ever ask me to do the alphabet backwards, I'm going to go, which they did when I got, I couldn't do it if I was completely sober.
Yeah, likewise.
So let's listen to the second part of the story.
A new study just out this morning from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety finds Colorado's had 21% more crashes than its neighbor, Utah, since Colorado sparked the trend. A total of 38 states now allow medical marijuana in some form. 8 and Washington, D.C. permit recreational pot, including Oregon and Washington State, where the study also found crashes are up.
And we see a 3% increase in the risk of insurance claims in the states that legalized marijuana. We can't explain it by any other means.
The Marijuana Policy Project, which pushes to legalize pot, acknowledges that states that made marijuana legal saw some increases in collision claims, but adds there is no evidence that marijuana contributed to the accidents. Back in Colorado, more than half of marijuana users in a state survey said they think it's safe to hit the roads after smoking pot. So the state's rolling out ads like this.
Rolling one up now could mean rolling one over later.
If you are doing anything that induces, that includes, that adds an intoxicating substance to your body, don't get behind the wheel. Find another way to get to your destination.
Retail sales of recreational pot expected to double this year. Meantime, one recent survey found that of the people who are pulled over on the weekend for DUI, 13% had marijuana in their system. So this is a trend that could result in even more crashes and drive all of our insurance rates even higher.
Now, we don't have time to get to the second story that was done. It's the same guy that he's talking to in this story who basically says there's no evidence of what are you saying. And here's basically, and I need to do it all the way across the board. What they are saying is that accidents are up, but they're not attributing the accidents to marijuana. They're just saying in these states.
And they're trying to compare to comparable states. Like, Utah and
all the states
Colorado,
around it, what they're doing is they notice that in these three states they're up, in the other states they're not. Now, my company has decided we're not going to sell disability insurance in Colorado anymore because the odds of something happening skyrocketed. We can't control that. But I thought it was interesting that both of them came to this, and they, one is taking the evidence and just saying it's up, but there's no correlation, and correlation does not equal causation.
Right, and also in the other clip we don't have time to play is that the state patrol hasn't seen those numbers.
Right, and the guy that's the state patrol guy who's talking in the second clip is the same guy who's talking in the first clip.
Well, and then I saw another study that came out in December of 2016 researching just medical marijuana over like two decades as it's come online in different states. It said collisions went down significantly. So I don't know what the hell to believe.
Okay, exactly. Well, guess what business is booming in Colorado? Uber.
Oh yeah.
I mean they're taking that stuff to the bank out there, and Uber can get their you know what together. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show. Guys, be good, be safe, be back tomorrow at 12:00. I'm gonna keep doing this until I get it right. Don't forget about our good friends at Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars, Chip Tames, David Ingram. They are pros, and they're gonna take care of you as long as you mention the name Dan Morris.